From Hollywood, the Veterans of Foreign Wars Golden Jubilee Show. The National Broadcasting Company and its independent affiliated stations bring you the VFW Golden Jubilee Show. Helping to celebrate this occasion and on hand for a radio reunion with the men they entertained overseas are Dinah Shore, Ken Carson, Hi Averback, Sarah Berner, and yours truly, Jimmy Wallington. You'll hear a message from Lyle T. Beggs, Commander-in-Chief of the Veterans of Foreign Wars. And to act as our master of ceremonies, here is the veteran's favorite entertainer, Bob Hope.
Thank you. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob, Veterans of Foreign Wars Hope. Telling you veterans who are now eating meals that are a joy, if your pants don't fit, you've put too much in your pot, boy. I want to tell you, I'm very happy to participate in this veteran show. I'm happy to be here because I come from a family of Army men. You know, my uncle's a general. Well, he's not exactly a general. Instead of a collar, he just wears the label off a bottle of four-star Hennessy. And my brother just got out of the Army. He was discharged to PNC, psychoneurotic chow hound. He was in the Air Force. He brought down five planes, all his own, but he did very well. It took him quite a while to get out. He'd forged so many three-day passes, he'd forgotten his right name. He was in 4 years, which is pretty long for a Republican. And as soon as he got out, he mailed the MPs a record telling them exactly what he thought of them. But when they tried to play it, the needle melted. But at least he got an honorable discharge. A discharge, that's a little piece of paper that changes the lieutenant's name from Sir to Stinky. I have another brother who's trying to get a discharge, but he's an essential man, the warden keeps telling him. And it's funny. But you know, it's funny how service in the Army leaves its effect on men. One Air Force colonel I know got out and bought a farm. He'd been in action so long, every morning before the chickens started laying eggs, he called him into the chicken coop and briefed him. And one guy went back to his job at a soda fountain after being a crew member of a B-29 for 2 years, and the first day they had a little trouble with him. He couldn't put the cherries on the sundaes until he climbed into the chandelier and yelled, "Bombs away." And an ex-ball turret gunner is a sensation with Les Brown's band. It's not that he's a good musician, it's just that it's the first time anybody ever played the bass drum from the inside. But you know, these Navy technicians picked up a lot of knowledge in the service. An ex-Navy aircraft mechanic opened a garage out near my house in North Hollywood, and the other day he overhauled my car, and he did a wonderful job, except for one thing. Every time I shift in a second, the wheels fold up into the fenders. But there are still a lot of veterans overseas. I saw a lot of them at Christmas time over in Germany. I had a nice trip going over. Before we left the United States, I learned to say hi, neighbor, in French, Portuguese, Arabian, Indonesian, and South African Ubangi. We had a cockeyed pilot, and we weren't sure where we'd land. And we had a nice group with us. Irving Berlin was on the plane with us. He didn't help our morale any. All the way across, he kept singing, "How deep is the ocean?" And it was really cold flying over there. I ran out of blankets, so I wrapped myself in newspapers, and the newsprint came off on me. When I landed, the Marshall Plan was all over my chest, and a congressional committee was investigating my back. Phil Harris was supposed to come on this trip, too, but the Air Force was afraid to let him. Last time he was up in a plane, and ice began forming on the wings. Phil climbed out on with a bottle of bourbon and started cutting ice cubes out on the wings. They were worried about. He fell off the wing once and was still flying 2 days after the plane landed. But we were up so high on this trip, I said to General Doolittle, how near are we to heaven? He took one look at the gas gauge and said, nearer than you think. But the trip was really thrilling, and as soon as I landed in Berlin, General Clay came up to me, shook my hand, patted me on the back, and asked me for my autograph. What a sneaky way to get enlistment. You know, the most famous man to come out of the Spanish-American War was Teddy Roosevelt. World War I gave us a couple of famous personalities. General Blackjack Pershing and then Alvin York, the most outstanding sergeant. Right now, I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce to you the AEF's most famous corporal, the Commander-in-Chief of the Veterans of Foreign Wars, Lyle T. Beggs.
Thank you, Mr. Hope. You want to know something? I came mighty close to losing those two chevrons once.
Well, how was that, Commander?
Well, on the way home from overseas, a few of the fellows and I got into a friendly poker game with one of the 90-day wonders. As I started a deal, I turned to this second Louie and I said, well, put something in the pot, boy.
Well, he should have known he would have to do that.
I don't see...
Is that line that good?
But, Commander, I don't see how he... Are you through with us? I don't see how he could have done anything to you for making that remark.
Well, you see, Bob, I made one mistake. I should have said, put something into the pot, sir. Oh. But yeah. Seriously, Bob... I'd like nothing better at this time than to introduce to you and all of our listeners the girl we of the VFW have chosen to be our VFW Buddy Poppy Girl for 1949. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Janice Page.
Thank you very much, Commander Beggs.
Oh, Buddy, pin that Poppy Girl on me.
Thank you very much, Commander, and hello, Bob. Gee, it's certainly wonderful of the VFW to invite me to your radio reunion party tonight. There's nothing I like better than going to a party where there are men, you know.
Janice, we certainly have plenty of men here tonight. Our studio audience is made up of VFW members, and on the show there's Jimmy Wallington, Hi Everback, Ken Carson, Henry Russell. No, that's Albert Harris, isn't it? Albert? We give a... Give Henry a little plug. He's homesick anyway. And there's Mr. Beggs and, of course, myself.
There's nothing I like better than going to parties where there are men.
Let's get serious here for a moment, Janice. What about this honor the commander said the VFW has bestowed upon you? Has it kept you pretty busy making up all those millions of buddy poppies, or did you have some help?
Oh, no, Bob. That isn't what this honor means. It means that the girl chosen for this role each year is, well, sort of a symbol representing the thousands of women who spend so many hours in the street corners of their hometowns asking you to buy a buddy poppy. These women all know the importance of the sale of these poppies. You see, Bob, this money goes to help maintain the VFW, National Rehabilitation Service, for the welfare of the veterans in every section of the country. Part of the income is used to assist disabled veterans, their widows and orphans. And then, too, a portion of the income is used to support the VFW National Home at Eaton Rapids, Michigan, for the orphans of the veterans. No, Bob, it has really made me very proud to be the one chosen for this distinctive honor this year. Proud, too, to be associated with a service organization dedicated to the ideal which seeks to honor the dead by helping the living.
Thank you, Janice Page. There's a young fellow in our studio tonight who has been entertaining a lot in the camps and hospitals throughout the country. And I know many of you men listening to this program in the VA hospitals will recognize his voice. And here he is, Ken Carson.
Thanks, Bob. And believe me, I'm mighty pleased you asked me to join you on this radio reunion with the boys and girls who gave so much and asked so little in return.
Well, Ken, that's the right smart way to put it, partner. You are a Westerner, aren't you?
Yep, from the heels up.
Ken, please, don't use any tricks. Let's just get the You don't have to get last. You're too good looking. You know that.
Ken, look, you came down here for another purpose besides paying tribute to all those great guys and gals, didn't you?
Yes, I sure did, Bob. I want to sing a wonderful new song with the help of Albert Harris and his gang.
Well, what are you going to sing, Ken?
Well, I brought along what looks like the hit song from Tales of the South Pacific, Bali Hai. Lost in the middle of a foggy sea, most people live on a lonely island. Most people long for another island, one where they know they would like to be. Bali Hai may call you any night, any day. In your heart, you'll hear it call you, come away, come away. Bali Hai will whisper on the wind of the sea, here am I, your special island, come to me, come to me. Your own special hope, your own special dream. Bloom on the hillside and shine in the streams. If you try, you'll find me where the sky meets the sea. Here am I, your special island. Come to me, come. Bali Hai, Bali Hai, Bali Hai. Someday you'll see me floating in the sunshine, my head sticking out from a low-flying cloud. You'll hear me call you, singing through the sunshine, sweet and clear as can be. Come to me, here am I, Bali Hai.
Kenny Carson, stick around. We may call on you again.
The year 1899 saw the beginning of what is now the Veterans of Foreign Wars. When the Spanish-American War veterans returned from duty in Cuba and the Philippines, there were no hospitals, no pensions. There was nothing to help him readjust his life to what he'd known before he went away. He was on his own.
Yes, he was on his own. The world will be kind to you for 10 days. Everything you do will be all right. After that, you will be judged by a stricter code. And if you prove worthless, you will be considered as spoiled by going to war. These were the words of Teddy Roosevelt, spoken in his farewell address to his Rough Riders way back in 1898. He was right. Teddy Roosevelt knew that most human memories are short. Oh, yes, the cheering was loud and the music gay when these troops came home from the Spanish-American War. Then the roar and cry gave way to silence. The glamour of meeting the returning troops faded. Most people said, well, it's nice they're home, but so what? Many of the veterans being discharged possessed little more than their papers and their paltry few pennies of final pay. Many of them were sick with the lingering effect of poisoned food, tropical fever, and exposure. But military service in time of war is responsible for more friendships, the lasting kind, than any other human experience. The Spanish-American vets, those fortunate enough to return with their health and morale intact, were watching. Their eyes weren't hard and full of apathy. These men knew the rigors of overseas duty. And these same men, when things went from bad to worse for the nation's forgotten heroes, went into action. All over the country, as if sparked by a flame of enthusiasm, they formed camps. It was an idea that was to grow beyond the imagination of the founding fathers. It was an idea built on the principle of right and justice for the men who have given honorable service to their country in time of war. An idea that we recognize today in the aims and purposes of the veterans of foreign wars. Today, there are nearly 1.5 million members of the VFW. But back in 1899, one of the founding fathers spoke these words. Words that were destined to ring so true only 18 years later. We shall represent the fighting men of many generations. We shall serve all those who must defend the United States upon hostile seas and foreign shores. This statement became a fact on April 6, 1917. It was an idea built on the principle of right and justice for the men who have given honorable service to their country in time of war. An idea that we recognize today in the aims and purposes of the veterans of foreign wars. World War I was underway, and the youth of America once again donned the uniform of their beloved land and set forth to fight an enemy on foreign soil. By this time, the veterans of foreign wars was well established, and they made sure of one thing. The men who came home from Germany and France in 1919, unlike the men who returned from Cuba and the Philippines in 1899, found the United States government prepared to help their readjustment to civilian life. During the ensuing years, the VFW worked hard to maintain the principles on which it was built. The Buddy Poppy tradition was begun in 1922. The national home at Eaton Rapids, Michigan, was established in 1925. There are housed orphans and widows of deceased veterans. There were many things during the ensuing years to occupy our minds. The stock market crash, the depression, a little guy who became a giant, Hitler, and then... Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941, a bitter memory for the American people. Here, for the first time in our history, was total war. Every family had someone connected closely with this conflict. The echoes of the explosion at Pearl Harbor had barely died away when the VFW went into action. The veterans of the war with Spain and the AEF of 1917 anticipated the needs of the new generations of GIs long before the end of this struggle was in sight. They set into action a rehabilitation and readjustment program that was to become the basis of the well-known GI Bill of Rights. In celebrating their Golden Jubilee anniversary, the members of the Veterans of Foreign Wars rededicate themselves to the one basic principle that inspired the founders of their great organization, the pledge to honor the dead by helping the living.
Jimmy Wallington, that was great. And I think a salute to you and Albert Harris and the NBC Orchestra for that marvelous musical background is in order. It was fine. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if singing popularity were votes, I've got the next president here right now. She has a voice so full of magic, she can read the weather report and make it number one in the hit parade. Here she is, America's queen of song, Miss Dinah Shore.
I've been hit by an arrow shot by Cupid, but the arrow shot by Cupid didn't hit you. I've been bit by the bug they call the love bug, but the bug didn't bite us both, and that won't do. There's no one I'm blaming, it's no fun complaining. You're driving me mad and you know it, 'cause I've got it bad and I show it. I was robbed of the only heart I'm owning. If the arrow would have shot you and the love bug would have bit you, I could steal your heart away from you, too. I've been hit by an arrow shot by Cupid. But the arrow shot by Cupid didn't hit you.
I've been bit
by the bug they call a lover. But the bug didn't bite us both, and that won't do. There's no one I'm blaming. It's no fun complaining. You're driving me mad, and you know it. Cause I've got it bad, and I show it. I was robbed of the only heart I'm owning. If the arrow would have hit you, and the love bug would have bit you, I could steal your heart away from you, too. Bye-bye.
That was Donna Shore singing I've Been Bit. And she hit it. Donna, that was swell. You're tops for my money.
Money. That reminds me.
Please, don't spoil a beautiful moment, please.
Anyway, Donna, the last time we worked together was with Harry James, wasn't it?
Oh, that's right. And you know, Bob, you remind me quite a bit of Harry.
Really? You mean we're both handsome, talented, and attract pretty girls?
No, Bob, you've both been made famous by a horn.
Not so loud. Petrilla's liable to ask for a dude.
Claire, you're the funniest man I ever saw. Oh. I mean, really.
You're from the South, aren't you, Dinah?
Yes, I am, Bob. But how could you tell?
Oh, it's easy once you get the hang of it. Seriously, Dinah, I really love the way you handle a song.
Well, thank you, Bob. You always had a nice voice. Why is it you don't sing more often?
I have an agreement with Crosby. Now that you mentioned it, I thought Crosby and I sang a pretty good duet in The Road to Rio.
Oh, I saw the picture, Bob. And together, you two look more like a trio.
Our girdles didn't come back from the laundry in time. But I did sing in my first picture. I sing the light stuff, you know.
Oh, why don't you sing like Jolson, sincere and realistic, you know? Well, when he sings April Showers, you can almost hear the rain.
Rain. That's the water on his knee squishing into action.
Tune you sang in your first picture.
Oh, you remember the song. It's about two sleepy people.
Well, why are they sleepy?
Well, I have my regular listeners, you know. Here we are, out of cigarettes.
Holding hands and yawning, look how late it gets.
Two sleepy people by dawn's early light.
And too much in love to say goodnight. Gee, Robert. Here we are, newlyweds, in our own little apartment.
You ain't a wonderful. Just 10 days ago, I carried you across that threshold.
Yes. Robert, why are you looking so puzzled?
Think I should let you down?
First, tell me, ooh, zitsy bitsy, love 'em to zoo.
I is ooze.
Pardon?
I is ooze.
I knew someday you'd have to admit it.
Gee, I'll never forget how we met in the park. You were feeding nuts to the squirrel.
Oh, yes. And you kept feeding the squirrel to the nuts.
Yeah, and when I looked at you, I forgot where I buried them.
Oh, Robert, didn't your father ever tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers?
No, he just left me in the woods to learn for myself.
Here we are in the cozy chair.
Ticking on a wishbone from the frigidaire.
two sleepy people with nothing to say.
And too much in love to break away.
You happy, Cream Puff?
Yes, Curdles.
That's Cuddles. Yeah, we'll get along. I know. Yeah.
Cuddles.
Yeah, Cuddles.
I'm sorry.
I could have said Cream Perf, you know, if I wanted to. Gee, honey.
Yes.
I know. We'll get along. Yeah, don't give us that. Okay, we'll get along.
Yes.
Gee, honey, remember how we got engaged?
Oh, I'll never forget. You switched to pawn.
Well, I didn't want to be an old maid. And I'll never forget it. Isn't marriage wonderful?
Oh, it certainly is, dear. Shall I get your pipe and slippers?
No, thanks. This time I think I'll use tobacco.
Oh, I just love our apartment, Robert. Isn't it a cozy place?
It sure is. Of course, it'll be better when we get furniture.
But, honey, it's so much more fun going to the quiz shows.
Oh, I hate quiz shows. That Ralph Edwards and his consequences.
Well, you'd have married me anyway, wouldn't you?
Do you remember the nights we had to linger in the hall?
Oh, yes. Father didn't like you at all.
Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall?
To rent this little nest.
And get a bit of rest.
Oh, isn't it heavenly?
Yes.
Ah, oh, you missed me.
Shut up!
Sounds like the UN moved in upstairs.
That's the couple next door, darling. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary.
I've given you the best years of my life, and what have I got to show for it?
Wrinkles, you prune face!
Drop dead!
Don't think I haven't tried!
Just a lover's quarrel.
My mother warned me about you!
Too bad you didn't warn me about your mother!
Robert, promise me we'll never fight like that.
I promise, forever and ever, now, Jolson.
Oh, when I think of the men I could have married, it makes me sick.
Wait a minute. I'll think of them too and get sick with you.
Oh, Robert. Robert, I did our laundry for the first time today, and I'm afraid I didn't do a very good job.
Why, honey, you did a swell job. You shouldn't feel bad because you put starch in my socks and darned up all the buttonholes in my shirt.
They look swell.
That's good.
Yeah, and they'd look even better if you would have washed them first.
What a husband you are. In 10 years, you never bought me any clothes.
What are you squawking about? You're dressed in silk.
Yeah, but I want to change. I'm getting tired of wearing my wedding gown.
Oh, Robert. Robert, this is terrible. We've got to go over there and stop them before someone gets hurt.
That's not as liable to be me.
Come on, Dolly. Hurry,
okay.
Hurry. Here we are. Now, quick. Knock on the door.
Gee, it got awfully quiet in there. Hello. Where's your husband?
Oh, I have no husband.
Please, Dolly, no. No, I do love you. I do.
No husband? Well, what's that?
The radio. I'm listening to Happiness House.
The program has been a public service feature of the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated stations, which have brought you the best.